Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, but not for long. Dr. Jen Donahue is here. She's the founder of JL Donahue Engineering. She's a military veteran, 25 years active in reserve in the Navy. She's a global problem solver in engineering. She's got a track record that's amazing all around the world. Not just philosophical engineering, folks. We're talking hands on the ground, building stuff, helping people, learning stuff. Her career, and it's an amazing career. I encourage you to check it out. JenDonahue.com, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Jen with two N's.
Jen with two N's. Donahue, like you would think it would be spelled, with an A in the middle. So, Jen, we're talking about International Women's Month. We're still in that month. What do you think about how women have done around the world? Are they making progress? Is there still progress being made? What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that there's a great growth opportunity for women. You know, for years, you know, most of the women were staying in the home and taking care of the kids. And so there was sort of a lopsided look at, you know, the amount of women in the workforce. As we're having more and more women enter the workforce, there's more and more great accolades that are coming with this. There's amazing opportunities. And you're starting to see some of this now. I mean, you've really got a lot of women that are doing great things out there, and I think that's only going to continue. And I don't think of it as looking at a pie where we're taking things away, you know, from what men have been doing.
You're talking about zero. You're talking about plus, not zero sum, but the other side of zero sum, the opposite of zero sum, right? If somebody, you don't. What you're saying is you don't see a skinny person and think a fat person took their food, right?
Exactly. The way that I'm looking at it is that we're just adding to it.
Yeah.
So we are adding to the overall, if you want to look at it as a pie, we're adding to the pie. We're making the pie bigger.
Right.
So we're not taking anything away, but there's so much of a diversity of thought that comes whenever you start to have some of these great women come in, is that now you're starting to see things that we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so important, is now you're getting these great role models for young girls, and now they can say, hey, maybe I can be like this. And so they're coming up and they see these other great leaders, and that's the momentum that we really need to hold on to and to start.
What advice would you give to a young woman about how to behave in the workplace, in the marketplace? You know, there are demands on any professional in the workplace, in the marketplace, that are neuter gender. Time is important. Time is money. You know, performance is essential. No excuses. What would you say to young women about how to behave in that kind of environment?
I would basically say, try to behave like your male counterpart. I know that that's going to sound strange, but understand the culture of where you are. Fit into that culture until you can basically get your footing. Once you get your footing, then I would say start to break out and really start to go and do great things on your own. And I know that's going to sound crazy, and basically what I call it is like my camouflage. So whenever I go into a new situation, I look at what's going on. I figure out the environment.
Get the lay of the land.
And try to fit into that environment. Exactly. What is the lay of the land?
And you know what, Jim? Let me make sure people understand. I do that. Every smart man does that when he goes into a new situation. He finds out what's going on before he makes a big deal, and he earns the right to speak up. And that's not a male or female thing. That's a respect thing, if nothing else, isn't it?
It really is. Because if you go in guns blazing, you're going to probably be ostracized.
Right.
Or, you know, you could be put into a corner, or you can be labeled as that person. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way that you want to start out. You need to basically get the lay of the land, understand the environment, and then start making the changes.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely say, you know, for these young women, it's like, go in, figure out what's going on first, and then start to basically be yourself once you understand what you're doing.
And performance is credibility, isn't it?
It really is.
That's
you have to be the best at your job.
Performance is credibility, not what you say or... Hey, Jen, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your great contribution. Will you come back?
I would absolutely come back. Jim, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Jen Donahue, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.